Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Straightening up, Popularama's under the whip now, but he's 4 lengths in front, full of running from Wondai's mate, then Gamelite and Tua Pika Star. Popularama's getting very tired, but the Kilmore Killer's going to do it again. And Popularama takes over the mantle as Australia's greatest with a win in the Hunter Cup. Popularama by 6 metres to Tua Pika Star and Wondai's mate third.
That's a great Peter Dottigan calling Popularama to victory in the 1983 Hunter Cup. We're going to do some trots talk now, Wispy, so we just... sit back and enjoy the great knowledge of our next guest who knows this industry inside and out. His name's Adam Hamilton. We're going to focus on Popularama, but there's a whole host of former superstar trotters and pacers that we could talk about. Good morning to you, Adam.
Yeah, morning, guys. Great to be on. Even better to be talking, Gaz, as you know, about a sport which, it runs through my veins. It has since I was really young. And I'll tell you what, that horse, Popularama, he was the one that really got a first running for me.
You know what? I went back last night. I was telling Tim earlier this morning, went back and watched the Kilmore, maybe the first of two Kilmore Cups where he was off 35 metres, the back marker, sat at the back of the field, and every time he went to make a run, just got knocked over by another horse, and it still won. It was one of the more incredible races I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's right. And he could do the impossible. He had that magical mix of incredible high speed, but great, great toughness as well. And, you know, probably the best measure of him, this is just nature to me, but Gamelite at the time, as you know, Gaz, and as you know, as your family would have talked about, was one of the all-time champions. Gamelite won back-to-back Inter-Dominions in 1983 and 84. Now, he and Popularama clashed, I think it was 21 times. Do you know how many times Gamelite beat Poppy? Twice. Twice ever.
Unbelievable. Hey, the trots have now, you and I love them, but the Spring Racing Carnival, that 45,000 people at Moonee Valley for the Inter-Dominion back then, I mean, how big was trotting at its peak?
Yeah, it was absolutely huge. I mean, the glory days, obviously, of the trots here in Victoria was the Melbourne Showgrounds when you couldn't get in. They circled the track. There were stands all around the track. And that's why people in the trots now, when they hear even a sniff of a new track being built at the showgrounds, those elder statesmen or those who follow the history get excited about it. But it did flow onto the valley. And the first Inter-Dominion that I went to, 1985, it was at Moonee Valley. Pro Chevalier won it. Mm. But the real story of the night was, forget about your recent Cox Plate crowds. That's the biggest modern-day crowd in the history of Moonee Valley.
Wow.
There was 45,000. After race two, Gaz and Tim, they had to lock the gate, and there were people that couldn't get in.
Hey, Adam, I was a big penthouse club man when I was allowed to watch it through the crack in the door. Merry Hardy and Mike Williamson and all the others that used to flow through there, Bill Collins. Back in the day, how big were the Knight family back in the day?
Yeah, they were the trots in Victoria and to a large extent Australia. You know, we talk about what's the greatest example. It'll be the dominance of Chris Waller in Australian racing now. Mm. That's the sort of dominance that Bob and Vin Knight had. And, they had so many champions along the way. One of the greatest disappointments is Vinny never drove an Inter-Dominion winner. Bob and Vin, who co-trained with him, they trained a couple in Our Maestro and also Jody's Bay. But in those finals, Vin chose another horse to drive. But, I just started working at the then Herald, the afternoon paper, back in at the end of the 1980s. And then as we rolled into 1990, that was when we lost Vinny, and to a large extent, that was when the decline started for harness racing. The sport lost its rock star when Vinny Knight passed.
Oh, Gary, you say rock star. Gary said rock star as well. Why was he viewed as a rock star, Vinny Knight?
Well, he was larger than life. It's often said there's only one Vinny Knight, but he didn't care about what anyone thought of him. He was an incredible horseman. He was a great showman. I'll leave some of the language out, but after Bag Limit won the 1987 Victoria Cup. He was a superstar horse bag limit. He got beaten the week before, and then he came back and beat a champion in Village Kid. Now, Village Kid won $2.1 million in 93 races. Bag Limit beat him that night at 20-1. And at the presentation, they started booing Vinny. That was a love-hate, passionate relationship he had with the fans. And he said, you know, yous have got your heads up your bums if you're booing me or this horse. So, and then that's what he was like, Vinny. He would egg on the crowd, and he'd be like the narky footballer that you guys would have played on. He'd get into the heads of his rivals. There was an Inter-Dominion down in Tassie, and Lou Austin bought a horse called San Simeon over, and he was unbeaten going into it. Vinny would ring him in his hotel at 3 a.m. and just plunk just to get him off his game, you know?
We've got our audience here just sending through all their memories, and these horses that... You mentioned Pro Chevalier. I watched this race. I was telling Tim last night that Inter-Dominion, I don't know if you're aware of the story. I'm sure you are. You're the best in the business. But he was fractious in the stalls before the race, and the trainer then went to the stewards. There's something wrong with my horse. So they come and checked the horse. They said, no, it looks all right. And he was still acting abnormally. They harnessed him up and got him in the ring. And he got a sort of vet's pass about 4 minutes before it went out on the race, and then duly saluted in front of that massive crowd.
Yeah, and it was an incredible performance. The theatre of that moment, imagine that big crowd being there, and 20 minutes before the race, a siren goes out to say the favourite's got to go out and do a warm-up lap to be allowed to start in the race. You know, talk about late changes in AFL. Imagine the odds on favourite coming out of the Inter-Dominion final when half the 45,000 had backed him.
Exactly right. Now, I'm going to run through some of these. Paleface Adios, Mary's Idol, the great trotter, of course. Koala King, Scotch Notch. These are all the
Hondo Grattan.
These are all the names that are coming through.
Yeah, the Bathurst Bulldog.
Koala King. Yeah, give us your top three. If your favourite three pace trotters over the journey.
Yeah, look, it's difficult because I put a weight on the ones that I saw a lot of in person. So I just saw the tail end of Poppy. Pro Chevalier is number one for me. Now, you know, that's... To harness fans, if you say Pro Chevalier, it's like saying I prefer Carlton over Collingwood. So, you know, it's very opinion based. But I put Pro Chevalier on top because the images that he left and the influence that he had on me to get into this sport and fall in love with it was just number one. So Pro Chevalier on top, Poppy number two, and even in more recent times, I'm going to give a horse number three that he doesn't fit into that, you know, old legends category, but Blacks Are Fake. Yeah. Think about this horse in the late, sort of mid to late 2000s. He ran in 6 Inter-Dominion finals, Blacks Are Fake. He won 4 of them, no other horse has, and he ran 2nd in the other 2.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. 6 years in a row. So he's done a Winks and 2 seconds as well.
Right, we're getting up to our news, but we're just give us the yarn about, because you've been a desperate. You've been desperate since you could walk. But when you used to go to school and you had the librarian on side for the form guide, I love this story.
Yeah, so Matty Stewart, who we all know, the former Herald Sun, you know, racing rider, passionate racing man. He and I went to school together. We didn't stand a chance to not like racing when we sort of held up there. Anyway, he was a boarder from Bacchus Marsh down at Geelong College, and I was Geelong heading to Geelong College as well. Well, there would be a race every day to get to the library to pinch the form guide out of the middle of the paper. And Matt had a head start. He lived on the premises, so he only had to walk there. So... anyway, I said to Mrs. James, the old librarian, look, there's got to be a better system here. How about I just, you know, I'll reward you with a little treat each week, and when you drop the paper out in the morning, you just pop the form guide in your office and I'll go and get it off you each day. And that was a wonderful deal for me, guys.
And the rest is history. You're still dominating, Adam. Fantastic to talk to you. And we understand that the thoroughbred racing at this time of year is our great focus, but it was just great to go down memory lane. I hope one day the trots can get back to some sort of prominence again. So appreciate you jumping on, mate. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam Hamilton there joining us for our walk down memory lane. He's here for thetrots.com.au. Every race live and free. Lap up the trot. Sorry, Alex, we're a little bit late for the news headlines.